Howdy, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Yesterday was another All-Star Saturday, and we honored one of our favorites with the cigar in the bobblehead in today's Fish Family bonus code, Trader Jack, Jack McKeon. Down on the field, a one-run ball game, the 37th of this season, decided by just one single run. For the full Rewind on a Saturday night, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the second time in this homestand, for the second time in five games, Marlins lose a 1-0 ball game. Tonight, Clayton Richard and three Padres relievers combining to scatter nine hits, but they're able to keep the Marlins off the scoreboard as the Padres even the series up at a victory apiece. Jose Ureña and Clayton Richard, the starters in this ball game, and the Marlins had a shot in inning number one to get to Richard, making just his third start of the season. In the bottom of the first, Robert Andino and Martin Prado had back-to-back singles. Marlins at first and second with nobody out. Chris Mielich hit into a fielder's choice, putting men at first and third with one down, but Marcelo Ozuna hit into a 6-4-3 double play, and maybe we should have known at that point the tone was set for the night. Marlins left man at third, and we were scoreless after one. In the second inning with two outs and nobody on, Marlins got three straight singles. The 7-8-9 men, Mathis, Echevarria, and the pitcher Ureña. Bases were loaded for Robert Andino, but he had a comebacker to the pitcher. Richard took care of him, and the Marlins again turned away. Second straight inning, they left a man at third base. They left the bases loaded in the second. Still no score. In the third, a leadoff double from Martin Prado. Marlins had the chances tonight. Prado went to third, and Christian Yelich bounced back to the pitcher. With the infield in, Marcelo Ozuna grounded to the pitcher. That was out number two. Prado still at third base. Jeff Francoeur walked, but Chris Johnson hit a fly ball to right. And we stayed scoreless through three. Marlins, the first three innings, left six men on base, three of them at third. In the top of the fourth, Padres finally broke through against Jose Ureña with two outs, nobody on, Ryan Schimpf. 3-2 pitch is in the air to right field, sending Francoeur back. Schimpf hit one out last night, and he has done it again. This one into the Marlins bullpen. For Schimpf, his 16th of the season, and the Padres go up 1-0 in the fourth. And little did we know that would be it for the scoring in this ballgame. Ureña would make it through 5 2/3, allowing only four hits and just that one run. He walked two, struck out six through 104 pitches, a career high for Jose, 60 strikes. Meanwhile, Clayton Richard was able to get better as the game went on. Worked around a leadoff single in the fourth, and he got a double play ball. In the fifth inning, gave a one-out hit to Martin Prado, but that was it. In the sixth inning, set down the side 1-2-3 for the first time all night. And in the seventh inning, he set down the side 1-2-3 again. He retired each of the final eight batters he faced. Richard Dunn after seven, exiting with a 1-0 advantage. Eight hits, no runs, walked one, struck out three. He threw 94 pitches, 63 strikes. Marlins down a run into the eighth. Martin Prado led off against reliever Jose Dominguez with a base hit, his fourth in the game. Prado 4-for-4 tonight. He would leave the game for pinch runner D. Gordon, representing the tying run with nobody out in the eighth inning. Brad Hand came on the lefty to face Christian Yelich. He struck Yelly out. He got Marcelo Ozuna to ground to third. He got Jeff Francoeur to bounce to short. And that was it for Miami in the eighth inning. We went to the ninth, still in a 1-0 ball game. In the bottom of the ninth, Kevin Quackenbush tried to save it for the Padres. Their regular closer, Brandon Maurer, threw 38 pitches in taking the loss last night, so he was unavailable. Quackenbush got the first man, pinch hitter Ichiro, to fly to left for the first out. JT Realmuto struck out for the second out, and then Adani Echevarria represented the Marlins' final hope.
The pitch. Breaking ball over, strike three called. Etch thought that was high. A changeup, and Etch is caught looking, and a 1-2-3 inning for Quackenbush. That was not only high, it was a foot out of the top of the strike zone. But this game will not continue because Brian Gorman called that strike three. A 1-2-3 ninth inning for Quackenbush. And the Padres have won the game 1-0.
There was no question the ball was well up and out of the strike zone, but Brian Gorman's opinion, the only one that matters. And that's how this one ends. Padres take it 1-0 on the seven. Terrific innings from Clayton Richard tonight. His strong start for the Padres, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, Let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. For the Marlins, one run, seven hits, or for the Padres, rather, one run, seven hits, no errors, eight men left. For Miami, no runs, nine hits, one error. They strand eight. Clayton Richard, the winner, 1-3. Jose Urania, the tough luck loser, 2-5. For Kevin Quackenbush, his first save of the season, his first since 2014, seventh of his big league career. Time of the ballgame, how about 3 hours, 11 minutes in a 1-0 game? Crowd of 20,007 goes home disappointed. Padres 54-75 with the victory. They snap a 4-game losing streak. They're now 24-41 on the road. Marlins have won 5 of 7 coming in, but they dropped to 67-62, now 33-31 here at Marlins Park.
This afternoon, a 1-10 start for the Marlins as they finish off the San Diego Padres. Justin Nicolino will make his first start since July 6th. He'll offer the first pitch to the Pods at 1-10. Kyle Seeloff starts us with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. He'll be going live on the Marlins Radio Network from the Clevelander at Marlins Park at 12:40. Join us for the entire radio broadcast on 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.